The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, come on the Robins.
Halloween special.
Generals are the Damned, from their album Strawberries from 1982, and a very apt melody for today's FA Trophy clash between Bracknell Town and the Generals, also known as Chesham United. Now, Chesham United Football Club is a semi-professional outfit from Chesham, Buckinghamshire, and are currently members of the Southern League Premier Division, and their home ground is The Meadow. The club was established in 1917 by a merger of Chesham Town and Chesham Generals. The new club joined the Spartan League in 1919, which the Generals had been members of prior to the First World War. Their best FA Cup performance was the third round in 1980, and they finished runners-up in the FA Amateur Cup in 1968, as well as reaching the fourth round of the FA Trophy in 1999. The club's record attendance was 5,000 against Cambridge United in the FA Cup third round in 1979. Most appearances for the club was Martin Begueley, and the most goals scored was by John Willis. Chesham was known as the four B's: Boots, Beer, Brushes and Baptist. And a spirit, who has since become known as the White Lady, has been seen at the Georgian Dragon Hotel in Chesham. She's believed to have been killed by a former lover, and the footsteps can be heard throughout the location.
This is your Navy reporter, Geetu, and bringing you all the news and views from Bracknell Town. I say, come on, you Robins.
A very good afternoon from the Meadow at Chesham, where we are here for the third qualifying round of the Buildbase FA Trophy. And it's literally just come out now, the team sheet. So the home colours, the home team of Chesham are as follows.
Sam Besant, Isa Jones, Junior Cole, Eon Casey, Mark Kirby, Ronnie Fadfander, Zach Joseph, Tashan Gallimore, Kylan Kuzak, Bradley Caton and Carl Oldlead. The subs are Kieran Murphy, Yasin Ben Elmanan, Steve Brown, Stokat Tahir, Daniel Boateng Opt-Q and Lewis Rofe.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Sophia, for that. And Steve the Gaffer-Witty is ready for the away team, which, of course, is the Mighty Robins. Go ahead, Steve.
So for the Mighty Robins, we have in goal Michael Ecott, number two. We've got Jack Dean. We've got Caden back in at fullback. Temi and Dan Bayliss in the centre of defence, with Massimo out on the right. George Knight and Michael Atkinson make up our midfield, with Dave Tarpey, James Clark up front, with Seb Bowerman over on the left. On the bench, we've got Duncan Cully in his shorts. We've got Mikael Platt, Max Herbert back from injury, our club captain, Anthony Cheshire and Ethan Burden, and then a substitute goalkeeper in Sonny Wheeler. Come on, you Bracknell.
Well, thanks so much for that. And of course, we're going to be with you at halftime, where we'll give our little bit of our halftime report. Thank you, as always, for listening to the unofficial Robins podcast. Well, you join us at the Meadow, Chesham's ground in the FA Trophy, the Build Base Trophy, the third qualifying round, where it is currently 1-0 to the home side. So, 1-0 to Chesham United at the moment. I'm with Steve the Gaffer Whitty. What's your thoughts so far on the first half, Steve?
Yeah, so yeah, as you say, half time we're 1-0 down, and I think Chesham just deserved the lead. First 15-20 minutes, they pressured us well. I've got to say, Killian up front there, number nine, looks quite a handful, and I've got to say has really, really played well, and it's his goal that sort of splits the two teams. Coming into the back end of this first half, I think we did come a little bit more into it, and I think Dave Tarpey would be a little bit disappointed in terms of a one-on-one that he missed, but to be fair, the keeper was quick off his line and a good save with his legs. So 1-0 down, relatively even, still in this, so hopefully we can come back into this second half.
Thanks so much, Steve, and we'll be back with you at full-time at the Meadow at Chesham United for the result. Thank you, as always, for listening to the unofficial Robins podcast, where you can tell us what you think at Robins Podcast on Twitter or robinsunofficialpodcast@gmail.com. Seb's up for the first penalty after Chesham have just missed their first take. Seb Bowman for Bracknell Town. The referee's just about to blow the whistle. He does. And it's saved beautifully by the Chesham keeper there. Almost direct at him. So it's currently 0-0 at the moment. Got the sheet. And coming up now for Chesham, long, long walk all the way from the centre of the pitch. We're just seeing at the moment who it is. And it's a goal. It's number 10, Bradley Clayton. So now 1-0 up for the home team, Chesham. That long walk now continues. It's Dave Bassett's son, actually. Sam Bassett in goal at the moment. So we're now coming up. And it's James Clark, he's making sure that the ball is firmly where he wants it on that penalty spot. Taking a breath now. Large stretch from the keeper. And it's a beautiful save by Chesham now. 2-0. An absolutely superb save by their keeper. And Eckhart now warming up. That long walk again. Now for Chesham. And it's number nine, Kaelin Kouassi. And it's a fantastic save by Eckhart. Very, very, very good. As the Chesham keeper now goes and comes up nice and slowly, taking a good deep breath. And it's Dave Tarpey, of course, going to be taking the penalty for Bracknell Town. If it gets in the box, then it will be the equaliser. You can almost hear the tension here. It really is. It says you can cut the atmosphere with a knife as Tarpey goes up. And it's a beautiful, beautiful strike into the bottom left for Bracknell. So now it's all is equal. Yeah. I've just been told by Disky the Gaffwitty that was indeed the bottom right. I don't know my left or my right. And then number seven is now coming in. It's Zach Joseph for Chesham. He strikes, and a fantastic save for Bracknell. Absolutely wonderful.
Too close to the keeper.
Very, very little pace there.
It's awful penalty.
And it's Mikael Platt coming up now for Bracknell. And it really is, everything's gone quiet now. All the, little bit of argy-bargy potentially, a nasty throw from the keeper to Mikael. Not particularly sportsmanlike there, but there we go. These things do happen when the pressure. He's got it in the penalty spot and is just walking back now. Big stretch from the keeper. And it's a beautiful, fantastic shot by Mikael Platt. Absolutely fantastic, right in the top right. He will be thrilled with that, as will the gaffer. The pressure is now on. You're still listening to the Unofficial Robins Podcast, and we thank you so much for doing so, as we are here at the FA Trophy, the Build Base Trophy, on the third qualifying round. If our competitors miss this ball, then we are through to the next round of the FA Trophy. And it's a huge, gigantic miss, and Bracknell are through to the next round of the FA Trophy. The crowd are very disappointed, apart from the Bracknell contingent, as you can imagine. Well, I'm afraid we're not going to Guernsey on the day that we thought. We're going to have to cancel tickets and all sorts, but never mind, because we are through to the next round of the FA Trophy. But what a wonderful, wonderful crowd it's been here at Chesham. Lovely, lovely fans, lovely people, and it has been an absolute joy. And yes, bad luck to them, because they really were a fantastic opposition. But as I say, Bracknell are now through to the next round of the FA Build Base Trophy.
You're listening to the Unofficial Robins Podcast.
Now, over to James, the Captain Birdseye, and Stephen, the Gaffer Witty.
A very, very good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good wherever you're listening from. This is James, the Captain Birdseye, and my dear friend, Steve, the Gaffer Witty, on the Unofficial Robins Podcast, where we have the absolute delight, to talk about the game on Saturday, which was, of course, at Chesham United, their ground, the Meadow, versus Bracknell Town in the the FA Trophy third quarter qualifying round, even the Build Base FA Trophy, on the 30th of October. So, lots and lots to talk about. We've obviously done the halftime report and full time, but we'll go over everything again. A very, very good evening to you, Steve. How are you doing?
Yeah, good evening, James. Yeah, very well, thank you. Very well. All the better for another Bracknell win.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great, I think, isn't it, to be back to what we like to talk about, which is Bracknell winning, but also some of the behaviours and such like that, occurred at the other game. It was nice to get back to some good old football and just talking about football, which was good, which was great news. So that was really, really good. So I guess without further ado, let's go and start at the very, very start.
Yes, yeah. Of course, away against a Premier League team, so one division above us, was always going to be a tough encounter. I don't think we've had a great set of results over the years against Chesham. I don't actually think we've beaten them previously. And I think it's the first time I think I've been to that ground for a good, oh, I don't know, a good 15 years or so. So nice to see it hasn't changed for 15 years as well, by the way.
That's for sure, isn't it? I mean, that ground was a proper non-league ground in a big way, with potentially a few things falling off it. But it had two tea rooms, you know. You get the tea bars were there, and a very nice bar. And I must say, I thought the staff and volunteers were absolutely lovely. All the ones I met, very welcoming indeed.
Yeah, no, it's a lovely ground to go to. And I think they had a bulk buy on concrete at some stage, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. But it's starting to look its age. But it was an absolute the pitch was very good, to be fair. No problems with the pitch at all. And a lovely welcome we had there. It was very nice.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I've got to say, I think if we talk about the game a little bit, you know, that it did look, I think, at the start of the game, that first half, that they looked Premier League and we looked Division One. We looked a little bit leggy, if I was going to say anything. I'm not quite sure if we were quite our normal self in that first half.
My view of it, I'm slightly disagree with actually. I felt it was more that we just quite simply showed that we were the division below, and you know, I didn't have much problem with that, to be honest with you. I felt they put up an okay performance, in fact a pretty good performance, and I sort of in that first half just felt okay. You know, they scored the goal, I think it was the Kylian Kouassi, that's it, at 15 minutes, and you know, I was pretty very much thinking, well, okay, this is, you know, it's not league, it's just one of those things, and you know, we might be lucky if we potentially score and equalise, but essentially at that point I very much felt, you know, we were out of the competition, but you know, wasn't super disappointed, say, looking forward to the Guernsey game, which it would have been, and I just felt that half it wasn't that I think anything was too bad, I just think it was, yeah, we just outplayed, and then obviously everything changed.
And I think we done well if you think about that first half, because they could have had a couple more. Kylian Kouassi, the guy they signed from Sutton, was a really dangerous player, and I've got to say, you know, I've not
he was number nine. That was number nine.
Exactly. And I've got to say, Dan Bayliss was. You know, he was really being run ragged. He made a couple of mistakes, which is very unlike Dan Bayliss, against a really strong centre forward. So I think you could see where Bobby was a little bit nervous, because he made a pretty early change, didn't he? Switching Mestemo off to try and sort of change the shape a little bit, because it clearly wasn't working down that right hand side for us. And I think we done well to stay in the game, to go in at half-time 1-0 down. I think they would have been quite happy with that, because it gave them that fighting chance for the second half, because it could have been a couple more, and we did have to sort of hold in there. So, no, I think you're quite right. It's not a disappointing performance. I think from our perspective, they put us under pressure. I think we looked a bit leggy. Bobby had to make a couple of changes. Of course, Dan Bayliss went off. I'm not sure, was that injured, James? Are you sure? Do you know?
Yes, I think I did. I did hear, and only by rumours at the side of the ground, that he possibly pulled something. I don't think it was anything too serious. I mean, we haven't got any news on that. But you know, but it may have just been sort of all of the excitement, shall we say, of the previous game. I mean, and to be fair, you know, both Dan and the goalkeeper Bayliss, and obviously Seb, you know, they ran their socks off in that previous game. So I mean, it is, you know, to have two games in a week that you know are challenging like that must put a lot of strain on a player, and fair enough with that. But I felt they gave, you know, a totally credible performance, you know, and that was sort of gonna be it, really. You know, but we came to half time. I was comfortable with that potential loss, but also, all right, see what happens, you know.
Yeah, and see what happens. We were a different team in the second half. Completely different team. We suddenly seemed to have that little bit of energy about us. Whatever what was said in the half times team's talk absolutely spoke thousands of words, and if you look at our performance in that second half, you know, Seb, I think they made a change, didn't they, as right back, and I've got to say Seb absolutely gave them that new right back a torrid time.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
Mikel Platt, every time Mark Kirby, their captain, who, by the way, you know, a really accomplished player, but you could see the moment that Mikel Platt was on him, you could see he didn't like that pace, the way Mikel was turning him, and as we've said a number of times, you know, Dave Tarpey was literally, you know, running his socks off, and we looked a completely different outfit, and did deserve that equaliser on the 60th minute.
We really did. You know, Tarpey, it was a beautiful goal by him, as you say, in the 60th minute. And I, you know, I personally thought, I think you mentioned it in the last game, or definitely sort of a couple of times that we've talked, Steve, just the general fitness level of Tarpey was incredible. You know, considering he's a bit of an older player and such, like, I just thought that he just kept running, kept putting pressure on. It was absolutely superb. And one thing we've got to mention, I don't remember at what point it was, to be honest, but Michael Atkinson got a red card. I don't know. Yeah. I think that was it because he was the last man. I mean, I'll be honest, I was the other side of the ground, so I didn't see it too well myself.
Yeah, so it was later on in the game. So, you know, we had a number of chances. We were pushing forward, trying to win the game. One of their defenders done a very good clearing header, and unfortunately Michael just got caught really the wrong side. He tried to make a track back, but unfortunately was the last man. I'm not sure. I think it was their seven. I think who was through on goal. I'm not sure if it was seven or eight, but through on goal, Michael brought him down. And in terms of the rules of the game, unfortunately, last man tackle, he would have been through on the keeper. He got a straight red, which it wasn't a dirty game at all. You know, we know the sort of player Michael is as well. I think it was just one of them events. Unfortunately, though, it is a three game ban for him.
It is now, isn't it? Yeah.
So, yeah, and he's one of the key sort of linchpins for our team. So that's going to be a real miss for us. Disappointing, but it's one of them. It's one of them. It was just one sort of them events, and I don't think we really saw any sort of trouble throughout the game. It was a game played in good spirit. Just unfortunate to have got that red card.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we got the point. Got the golden wheel, which is just marvellous. And then we just held on for good grim death. We held on. To be fair, a lot was in the Bracknell half. You know, we did very well, I think, really. It goes on then to the penalty shootout, and Michael Epcot, what a job he did.
Well, I genuinely thought, and I know we didn't have the best of views, and I know we took the kids down to the side to see the penalties, and we could tell we didn't have the best of views because a certain commentator standing beside me not only got his left and right confused, but also got the final penalty taker a little bit confused as well. And it was something to do with the fact we couldn't see the number on the shirt and we were too far away. I won't mention that, of course, James.
Well, that's good. That's really, really good. So if you do hear the podcast, my attempted commentary, then... Yes, you. I mean, apparently, knowing which player has taken the penalty is quite important. But who would guess?
But going back to the two keepers, I think both of them. I think there were some fantastic saves. You know, Sam Bessent in goal for Chesham. He saved a couple of penalties. In any other penalty shootout, that probably would have been enough. But Michael Ecott, you know, they're two magnificent saves, absolute class. That's what won us the tie, really. 2-1 on penalties, so not exactly. The goalkeepers were on top rather than the strikers. Our two penalty scorers were from Dave Tarpey. And of course, Temi finished it off beautifully with it for us for one in the top right hand corner, the top right of the goal. A win and through to the next round.
Yeah, and it's so exciting. I mean, and all the places that we potentially could go. I mean, that's what we were talking about. Now, I mean, I'll be honest, there was an element of disappointment because I've had my ticket, my hotel, everything booked for Guernsey. But we will go. I hope it's a weekend, you know, for the Guernsey game. But some of the potentials that we've got, I mean, where could we go, Steve? Where's your sort of, where's your dream, way there?
We can go everywhere from Western Supermare down to Truro, I think, or we can go as local as Binfield and Marlow.
So we either get to Binfield, I mean, bless them, or yes, alternatively, the other option is we go to Truro. Imagine that. I mean, we'd have to have the cream teas and all sorts, wouldn't we? It doesn't matter what the weather's like, we will definitely go. Maybe we'll get a coach. Yeah, if you're interested in that, then get hold of us. Yeah, go and send us a message, and that would be very, very good. Right. Well, we've got to get on, unfortunately, as always.
Next game, of course, isn't it? On to the next game.
To the next game, and we will know very, very shortly. We're recording this on the Sunday night, so we will hopefully know tomorrow. When is the draw? Do we know? Is it live or anything? Can we watch on TV?
Do you know what, James? I haven't had the opportunity to look it up, so I'm assuming it will be in the next week. Of course, we play, what is it, Saturday after next, so the game, as you quite rightly say, Saturday, that would have been the Guernsey game. I think we'll find out in the next week. I haven't checked when it officially is. All I know is we now concentrate back on the league for the next two games, starting with bottom of the table Northwood at Northwood Park on Tuesday night.
Mm.
And then we move on to Saturday, which of course is a home fixture against Basingstoke. And this will in effect be the last of the sort of, I'll call it, the top eight teams. So we pretty much played out of our 10 games the top eight teams around us. A really tough start to the league campaign, and Basingstoke sort of the next one to test ourselves against. So two really exciting games, looking forward to them. Hopefully we can sort of walk away with the points, and on the back of us getting the 3 points back on the board for the Chertsey game, that should see us in a pretty good position in terms of, you know, top one, top two in the division.
Yeah, absolutely. We've just got to hope, haven't we? And I think it is a really good place to be. But what I would say is everyone, particularly in the league, will be desperate to get, you know, a point or even 3 points off us. Because of where we are and what we've tipped and everything else. But I genuinely believe it's such an exciting time to be a fan of this football club. And the world is our oyster. It really, really is. And as ever, you know, we'd love to have your views here at the Unofficial Robins Podcast. So you can always drop us a line at unofficialrobinspodcast@gmail.com, or you can get us on Twitter, Robins Podcast, on Twitter, just at Robins Podcast, or the Unofficial Robins Facebook group. We would absolutely love to hear from you. And yeah, you go and take it easy, and we will hopefully see you on Tuesday for the game and Northwood against Bracknell.
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.